Chapter 3. A Friend in Crete. The next morning, Theseus and the 13 others proceeded to the beach. Their boat had a black sail, for this day was like a funeral. Indeed, the family saying goodbye were weeping, as if their sons and daughters were already dead. King Aegeus also wept, both for his son and the others. Yet the king also had hope. Perhaps the gods had sent Theseus to Athens for this very purpose. So Aegeus had a white sail brought to the ship. "If you are successful in your struggle against the Minotaur," the king told his son, "ask the captain to raise this sail on your voyage home. I will watch for the white sail. When I see it, I will know that you are safe." The winds carried the boat south toward Crete. Theseus sat alone in the prow, considering the task that lay ahead. From time to time, the other youths consulted him and asked how they could help, for everyone knew that he planned to kill the Minotaur. Sadly, Theseus had no answers, for he did not know what lay ahead. As the ship neared Crete, a bronze giant waded out toward them. "That is the giant Talus," the captain said, "who guards the island for Minos. He has sunk countless ships, but he will recognize our black sail and let us pass." The boat reached the beach where King Minos and his soldiers waited. The cruel king sized up the 14 victims as they left the boat. "Which one of you is Theseus?" he bellowed, for news of the hero had reached the shores of Crete. Theseus identified himself, and Minos sneered. "I hear that you come willingly to meet our Minotaur. Well, the Minotaur is anxious to meet you, too." With that, the soldiers smirked and took away Theseus's sword. Then they led him and the others to the dungeon near the labyrinth. On a dune above the beach, Minos's daughter, Ariadne, sadly watched this scene. Too often had she heard her father's sneers and seen the soldiers' smirks. Too often had she watched the sad Athenian youths led to their deaths. "These sacrifices must stop," she told herself, "and I must help Theseus stop them."